T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just wanted to say this is the greatest show that Kansas City's ever had.
Welcome back. Good to be with you on a gorgeous Monday afternoon. Enjoy it. I touched on this just briefly last hour. The Foo Fighters rocked Madison Square Garden last night with unexpected guest Dave Chappelle. It was the Garden's first concert since the coronavirus pandemic shuttered venues in New York in March of last year. The band and frontman Dave Grohl kicked off the show with Times Like These with cheers from the crowd. They launched into The Pretender. And then Grohl stopped multiple times and asked the crowd, "Did you miss it?"
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
Story here from the Kansas City Star, Dateline Branson, Missouri. Two state inspectors today were at a roller coaster attraction in the popular Missouri town, a tourist town of Branson, trying to determine how a 12-year-old boy was badly injured in an accident. The accident happened at 7:30 last evening at the Branson Coaster. City spokeswoman Melody Pettit said the child was, quote, trapped on the ride with what appeared to be serious injuries. A Facebook posting shows the boy trapped beneath the roller coaster. City officials would not give any more details, including whether or not the boy even fell from the ride.
It took Scott an hour and 40 minutes for them to extricate this child. They called it an extremely difficult mechanical extrication. It's a downhill alpine coaster manufactured in 2017. The two most recent annual inspections found no flaws with the ride, and that included safety restraints, lap bar, seat belts, and harnesses.
It was inspected a year ago.
The Branson Coaster people have not returned anyone's phone calls. How does that happen?
That I don't know. I have no idea.
Where you would end up underneath.
The only time I've ever even come close to either falling out of a roller coaster myself or losing one of the kids was in Branson with Maya when she was much younger. And I held on to that kid with every ounce of strength that I had. I honest to God thought she was going to fall out of the roller coaster.
Because she wasn't big enough?
She passed the height requirement to get on it. And I just assumed, well, that's good enough for them, good enough for me. And we get into this roller coaster. I cannot remember the name of it. I do remember we went upside down 3 times in a row real fast. And about halfway, this was before we did the triple upside down thing. I remember about maybe a quarter into the ride, I remember looking over and Maya's like levitating out of her seat every time we hit a bump or something. And I'm like, sweet God, Jesus.
I had the same experience at Space Mountain at Disney World. My mom was reaching around the seat, holding both of my shoulders.
Where you were coming up out of it?
Yeah.
This is the post directly from the Firefighters Local 152 out of Branson. At 7:30 last night, and they list all kinds of technical extrication units. We responded for a person heavily entrapped at the mountain coaster. We arrived to find a heavily entrapped patient under the coaster. Rescuers worked on the scene for an hour and 40 minutes on a very difficult technical rescue. The patient was freed and flown by Mercy Lifeline to Springfield with very serious injuries. The accident's under investigation. God bless that child.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people will say, look, one in a million rides, bad things happen. You know, the Branson duck boat tragedy happened. We had the Schlitterbahn incident happen.
Yeah.
But every time something like this happens, I ask the same question. Do we need to be doing more, either with inspections, with really vetting those who create the rides or are in charge of ride safety?
Well,
I mean,
how?
You remember the ding-dong idiots that created the ride in KCK. Not one of them was an engineer. They had no experience doing it whatsoever. And somehow that whole damn thing was green-lighted. Okay.
I mean,
one of those guys was a meth head, wasn't he?
Well, I'm not willing to go that far. I don't remember every detail.
You don't remember one of them exchanging free passes to the water park for a prostitute?
I remember some shady stuff. I don't.
I very much recall meth being part of that narrative. But
okay.
My point is, I don't know that.
Two different things.
I think maybe. It's not the worst thing to pay more attention to these types of attractions. That's all I'm saying.
But, I mean, are they not? I mean, this ride was inspected in May of last year and in July the year prior.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know. I thought about that the other night when I was getting some gas. What does it mean when the weights and measures people come by?
Yeah.
I mean, do they fill up their tank and make sure they got every drop? I don't know what it means when you inspect a roller coaster.
We just have
this
social contract and expectation in our minds.
Yes, we do.
In our minds, that when you go to a place like this, everything is in working order.
Should you not?
I am leery of these types of things. You know, we talk about staff shortages because it's hard for me to believe there could be that many people going around to that many amusement parks going out over everything with a fine-tooth comb. And the operators of these rides are generally extremely young people.
Well, but the operators of the ride are not really in charge of safety more than pulling on the harness as they go running by going,
right, but
and then pushing a button.
That's kind of a super big part of the safety, isn't it?
Well, it is, but I would hope. I'm one of those guys, and I haven't been in a roller coaster in several years, but when they have to put those
the big harnesses down,
I'm one of those who will push on that
and make sure
1,000 times before that roller coaster ever leaves. I'm like, okay, let's make sure we're not going anywhere. But I don't blame the 19-year-old kid who works at Worlds of Fun. However, how are these rides inspected? We don't know the details about how this.
Nobody's talking, quite frankly.
We don't know how the 12-year-old ended up underneath the roller coaster.
Did you say it was an alpine slide type coaster?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Downhill alpine roller coaster is how it is described.
That means you sit in a cart. It's not even really a roller coaster. You sit in a cart and you go down the hill with gravity. I mean, there's no mechanisms other than the fact that you're in a cart that has wheels and a brake.
How do you know that?
That's what an alpine slide is.
How do you know what an alpine slide is?
Because I've been on one in Estes Park.
That's what they call it?
Yeah, it's an alpine slide. It's basically a big concrete track, and you sit on a cart with four wheels and like a lever in the middle that's a brake, and you pull up on the brake at the end so that you don't fly off the end.
I have never heard the term alpine slide, but I'm not denying that's what this is. Would you be able to take your seatbelt off in an alpine slide?
The one I was on did not have a seatbelt. You just sit down. It's like a little plastic cart, like I said, with four wheels and a brake. That's all it is.
Sounds exciting.
Oh, it's really fun, actually.
576-7798. 576-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, welcome back. Dana's just figured something out.
Okay, so Sam, you're, as usual, exactly right. If, in fact, this is the same type of ride we're talking about...
It's a little bit different. I did some research.
It kind of does look like a toboggan on a metal track. It would have to be affixed, though, to the track.
Yeah, so this is like a newer version of an alpine slide. They call it an alpine coaster, and so it does have the metal track... And it looks as though they do have seat belts in the picture that I'm looking at. Now, how someone would end up between the track and the car based on what I'm seeing, I don't know. But I could see that being very difficult to get someone out of that situation.
576-7798. A 12-year-old was injured very seriously last night in Branson. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. All right. I'm familiar with that. Yeah,
think like a bobsled toboggan looking thing, but you are on a metal track. But I can't imagine that thing goes upside down.
And you got little brakes on the side.
Yeah, I think it's the momentum. That's why it is a downhill coaster. The momentum is what takes you.
They still strap you into those things, though, right? I mean, you're not just freewheeling it right down the hill.
I would think. I don't know.
Let's go to Al calling in from Brookside. Hello, Al.
Hi. My comment is you're nuts to get on that kind of ride. The injuries may be few and far between, but they're usually horrible. And I don't see what thrill that you might get from riding it justifies taking that kind of risk, even though the risk may be small.
And let me ask you, Al, just out of curiosity, have you ever been on a roller coaster?
No.
You've never been on a roller coaster?
No, sir. Okay.
And obviously you have no interest.
That's true.
I would imagine that, and it's probably to a lesser degree, Al, that people get that adrenaline rush, that thrill of, you know, something bad could happen but probably will not, that you get from parachuting, bungee jumping. And again, roller coaster is to a much lesser degree. I get it.
The Runaway Mountain Coaster actually says this is the Ozark's longest alpine coaster at nearly 1 mile long, and it boasts from ages 3 to 103. Now, my assumption is at age 3, you would have to be strapped in with a parent.
At 103, you would need a defibrillator.
At night, they light the thing up, and it looks like it's going all through, I don't want to say the mountains, but they, you know, it's a long, mile-long ride.
It's like zip lining, except on a line that's above the ground. You're on a track that's on the ground.
Correct.
Just zing, straight down the mountain. Great point, Texter. This is not a roller coaster. That is true. Well, yeah. I don't know. Would this qualify as a roller coaster?
It's single seat. So if you're listening and trying to figure out what we're describing, it's not linked seats like a roller coaster. It is single seat. So I go in mine. They probably wait 30 seconds,
yeah.
You go in yours.
Don't think 2 minute long Orient Express at Worlds of Fun.
No.
This is
one person,
one car,
per car.
Right. Down the hill. And I'm assuming when you get to the bottom of the hill, you get out of the cart and they somehow bring it back up to the top. This is not where you stay, you stop where you start kind of thing.
You could call this like a hybrid of a roller coaster, right? Because I think with a roller coaster, you need some sort of power and mechanism behind it. Whereas this is very much still an alpine slide, but it's hybrid because it's on this coaster track instead of just the regular.
But what moves you, Sam, is the downhill gravity momentum of the ride.
Correct.
Not your mechanics.
And gravity is the only thing making you go forward.
Okay.
Let's go to Galen calling in from Buckner. Hello, Galen.
Hello.
Hi there.
On that roller coaster tragedy in Branson, yeah, it's tragic and it's happened and it's supposed to be inspected and all this. But what about all these carnival rides everywhere all summer long? They get accidents all the time and they're supposed to be inspected.
Well, are they not?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Well, I would hope so.
I have said this on this very program before, Galen. When it comes to the traveling, we're going to throw it up and then tear it down and move on to the next town. If you handed me $1 trillion to go on one of those rides, my butt ain't going to be up there.
We had a story a few years ago of a whole section of one of those rides coming off.
You are then trusting the setup and teardown crew that they didn't miss a bolt somewhere.
To a bunch of carnies.
And you know me, my glass is half empty when it comes to safety. I'm out.
And I like to be called carnies.
I did learn that on this program, too.
Was that when you used the pejorative on the air?
I just said he's a carny, and I don't even remember what you're talking about. And you said, I don't think you're supposed to say that. I'm sorry.
You know who doesn't like the word carny? Carnies.
Carnival workers.
Thank you.
They don't. They just don't like that word. Real quick, let's go to Jeremy in Lexington. Hello, Jeremy.
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi. So on Memorial Day, I went down with my family, and we actually rode that coaster. And it was a lot of fun. Like, my four-year-old daughter sat in my lap, and she strapped in separately. And it is a coaster because it's got wheels on the top and bottom of the rail to keep you from pulling off the track.
It would have to, right?
Right. But you go downhill pretty fast, and you also can control your own speed. Like, you can pull back and brake if you're going too fast.
Real quick, Jeremy, real quick, because you rode on it, there were seat belts, correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My four-year-old daughter was in my lap, and she was seat belted in also with a separate seat belt.
Is it possible to unbuckle yourself on that ride? Do you remember?
No, they lock you in, and they have a key that they twist and pull it out, and you cannot unlock it until they unlock you.
Man.
And then you get to the bottom, and then they somehow get the cart back up to the top?
Well, you go to the bottom of several different ones, and then a cable pulls you back up to the top of the next one, and then you go again.
Got it.
There's three different ones, then it pulls you back up, and you get out where you got on.
You know, there's some suggestion, Jeremy, and thank you for the call online, that maybe this passenger took the seatbelt off. I'm with Jeremy. I think these are designed now that so you cannot do that, Timberwolf, because when and if those things happen, we tend to see devastating results.
576-7798. We'll take a quick break for the news and get to more of your calls, your comments in just a moment. Got a full board. Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Point from the text line, Dana, calling a carnival worker a carny is like calling a news anchor a rippin' reader or a breakfast presenter. It's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Signed, Will Starrett.
Jacob, what's up?
Scott. So, I frequent Branson quite fairly often, more often than I'd like to admit. So, I've ridden... There's two coasters in Branson. There's the Runaway Mountain Coaster out on Gretna Road, and then there's this one, which is the Branson Coaster, which is on 76 on the Strip. I've ridden this one way more than the other one, and, you know, I have never felt unsafe riding that thing. It is a roller coaster. With that said, unlike your traditional one, you control your speed. It's got brakes. It's got sensors on it. If you get too close to another car or you undo your seatbelt or anything like that, it'll actually stop.
Whoa, whoa. What's this undo your seatbelt? You can undo it?
I've never tried, but there's warnings all over the place that if you try or you do, the car will stop itself.
Huh.
But no, it is a roller coaster. It's gravity controlled, just like your normal loop-de-loop coaster and all that. That's all that runs those is gravity. There's no mechanics involved other than hoisting that thing to the top.
Wait. Are you sure about that?
100%.
Like on the old Orient Express, I don't think it exists anymore.
You go down to World of Fun and get on the Patriot. The only mechanics involved in that thing is the hoist that takes you to the top of a lift hill. Other than that, it's gravity.
Then why do some roller coasters get stuck upside down?
Mechanical failure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that happens. Maybe a wheel locks up, but a bearing, I have no idea.
It's all about ball bearings these days.
But no, those roller coasters, beyond the lift hill, they're all gravity controlled.
Oh, all right. Okay. Let's go to Scott in Overland Park, who works for a carnival company. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, my parents own the carnival company that Travis used to work for.
Oh, cool.
So we get inspected yearly from the state of Missouri and Kansas. More in Kansas because of what happened at Baruch, which I was actually on that ride 2 days before it happened. But everything gets inspected. And
now, when you say you're a carnival worker or your parents own a carnival, we're talking about the traveling carnival companies?
No. So what we do is all the local school carnivals.
Yeah, like the bounce houses and stuff, Scott.
Yeah, we have like 200 different bounce houses, all that stuff.
Yeah.
The closest thing we have to mechanical is a bowl.
Okay.
And that's as far as we'll go. And that gets inspected yearly also by...
You're saying even the bounce houses are inspected a couple times a year?
Yes.
Okay.
And in Kansas, they have to have mat. You know, they have to be anchored down on both states. But if you ever have any questions, I am your carnival guy.
I love it, Scott, and thank you for calling in. And I'm glad that they have to be anchored down because every once in a while you see the wind gusts come up and those things lift up off the air.
Just adds to the excitement.
Right into the air.
Hi, kids.
I bounced and now I'm up in the air like that old man in the movie Up.
Which I still haven't seen. Jessica.
Yes.
Hey, Jessica, turn down your radio. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, we were just down in Branson this weekend, and my daughters, there's three mountain coasters. There's a brand new one that just opened, and I felt safe enough to put my children on those. We've been on hundreds of them from Tennessee to Branson to everything. They do so many rides over and over and over before they even open during the day. The seatbelts, when you buckle them in, they're buckled. The attendant has to come in and turn it with a key, or I think another one has like a sensor or something that pops those seatbelts open. They give you enough room in between them where you should never run into anybody unless you're completely stopped and that person's there. But there's so many, cameras watching where they would shut it down. There's still a cable underneath those.
Can you even, though, Jessica, what we're trying to figure out is how in God's name would anyone end up underneath one? And the thing doesn't go upside down, correct?
No, they do not. And I don't know how, unless he squiggled out of his seatbelt on his own, that's the only way I could think that he could get out of that car.
Let me ask you a dumb question here. I've never been on the ride. I don't think I've ever sent the kids down on this kind of a ride. Is it possible? Do we know for a fact that he was the one in the ride?
We do not.
Could he have gotten onto the property, been on the property, you know, maybe had paid to even be on the property, and had gotten away from his family and just ended up on the track? We don't know, right?
We don't know.
Okay. We're just assuming that he was on the ride, somehow became dislodged from the cart itself.
You bring up a good point. We do not... I don't see anything where he is listed as a rider.
Just as an accident on the coaster.
State inspectors, you said, are there today trying to figure out how it happened.
That is a fair point, because if he flew off the ride, how did he end up in front of the car?
I agree.
So I'm wondering if this guy somehow ended up on
the track.
The track was and before somebody says do some research, you guys never do any research. There's no research to be done. Nobody's talking.
The fire marshal's office will not say how he ended up under the coaster, including whether or not he was riding it when it happened.
Okay, let's go to Joe in Overland Park. Hello, Joe.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hi.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
So I work in maintenance and welding, and I just went to Worlds of Fun last Thursday with my girlfriend's daughter, Killis. It was balls hot.
Which means it was very warm, yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe, for the descriptor.
I looked at all the welds at Worlds of Fun. I looked at all the bolts because they have paint marks on the bolts, so that way they know if the bolt heads move from the bolt.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
They put paint markers on them so you know. We do it in my maintenance department, too, that when you know that way it starts to move, you can see it's loosening up because the lines don't line up.
Okay.
And we do rigorous.
There you go.
Maintenance on them and stuff. But the carnival rides, like the traveling, I'm a welder, too. I look at the welds on those things. Heck no. Those things are built by the cheapest bidder. And they don't know how to weld to save their life. And I don't trust it holding my 25-pound butt on it, much less anybody else.
All right, man. Hey, glad we got you in. And thank you. I'm glad you're much cooler today and it's not balls hot. That is an actual meteorological term.
Yeah. I wonder what we would have to pay Busby to say that during a newscast.
I think it would be a large... You said something about $1 trillion earlier in this hour.
I mean, if it was in the Cartman voice, though, I think we could get it done.
Would you just die laughing if you turned on to any local newscast and somebody said it's just going to be balls hot?
It's not going to be warm tomorrow, Kansas City. It's going to be balls hot.
They'd be fired, but it would almost be worth it because it would be so damn funny.
Doug, Independence. Doug, hello.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking, my friend.
So... You know, when I'm hearing about the type of ride down in Branson, I'm thinking that's a whole lot safer than some of the rides, these alpine rides, like what Sam was talking about. About 20 years ago, I took my son down one of these alpine coaster rides up in the mountains, and it's just, you sit in a sled, there's no seatbelt, no nothing, you push the bar forward, you go, you pull it back to brake, and you're just going down the track. There's pretty decent banking on the curves, and so I go down first because I wanted to see him coming down, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and he doesn't come. And finally, I hear this worker on coming over the radio saying, "We got a walker coming down the mountain," and I look up, and it's my son.
Oh, my gosh.
And
walking?
Walking down the mountain, not the track, down the mountain. So he comes down, and I look at his elbow, and he's got a big old concrete asphalt type burn on the top of his elbow. I'm like, what happened? He went over the side on one of these curves. And what you said to push the bar forward to go. And that's all he heard.
He didn't hear the other advice.
He didn't stick around to listen about the stop.
No. And so I'm sitting there thinking, you know, you're talking about these types of things down in Branson, not to, you know, make light of what happened to this boy down there. But if you're on a track, the car's, you know, attached to the track like a coaster, they're strapped in. I'm thinking that's a lot safer than what me and my son went down 20 years ago.
Mm. Hey, Doug, do appreciate the story. Thank you for calling in. 576-7798. We do have one line open if you want to grab it. 576-7798. She's Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis.
All right, welcome back.
Loves horses and her boyfriend too.
576-7798. Got a full board. We'll try to get everybody in before the top of the hour. We're talking about this accident down in Branson. It occurred last night about 7:30. 12-year-old boy, somehow, some way, we don't know how, ended up trapped beneath one of those alpine roller coasters in Branson. Took an hour and a half to get him out from underneath it. He is in serious, very serious condition. Tracy in Olathe. Tracy, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, my family was in Branson this past week, and on Friday, my 12-year-old son, he's afraid of roller coasters. We talked him into going on this roller coaster because we thought, oh, it's a safe one. You know, you can slow yourself down, speed yourself up. And I kind of have an idea of how this may have happened.
Please.
And, of course, you know, what do I know? But there's a part at the beginning of the roller coaster where you're going uphill and you're going very, very slowly. And my son and my husband were both went, and they said they almost thought that their car was broken. It was going so slow. And at one point, it almost stopped. So I wonder if the kid thought it was broken and let himself out. And then it went on top of them,
Do you know if at age 12, Tracy, you'd be allowed to ride it yourself? Was there a height limit or an age limit?
I don't know, but my son's very tall.
Okay.
So I'm not sure about that, but he's 12 and he rode it and he hated it because he also, like the other listener, he didn't hear them say pull up to slow down. He just heard go push down. So he would sped the whole way through.
Oh, gosh.
But I'm just sick to think about. I'm just sick to think about this.
I know.
Tracy, thank you for the call. Do appreciate it. Joe in Overland Park. Joe, hello.
Hey. Hello. This is Jersey Joe.
Hi. Jersey Joe.
I used to live in Jersey, and I'm a little familiar with those Alpine type of slides. We had a place in northern Jersey called Action Park. You may have seen the special on HBO, Class Action Park.
Yes, I did.
And if you didn't come home from that plague bleeding, you didn't have any fun.
Oh, boy.
That's what they said in the documentary.
No question about it. That Alpine slide was just a cement chute, and you had like a sled with wheels on it. And in between your legs, there was a pole that you pushed forward. You would release the thing, and you pulled back on it to kind of slow down and stop. And you can go as fast as you wanted. I don't remember whether there was a seatbelt or not. If it was, it wasn't really safe. And, yeah, if you were going too fast, you'd go flying right over the edge of that darn thing. There was no track, nothing to hold in place. Hmm. And it was awesome.
And it was awesome.
Say awesome again.
Awesome. Just awesome.
Okay, partner. Do appreciate the call. Thank you, Jersey Joe. Jacob in Independence. Jacob, you're next. Hi.
Hey. I was going to mention that documentary, too.
What's the name of it?
Class Action Park.
Class Action Park.
Yes.
Okay.
It's really good. It's really interesting. But the point I was going to make is that was Alpine Slide is so totally different than what you're describing. And it seems like it sounds so much safer. What you're describing sounds so much safer than the slide that they had there.
Yeah.
So it just seems like this had to be a fluke.
Because there were no rules at Class Action Park. That's why it's called Class Action Park.
Yeah. And this, you've already said that they've been inspected. They were inspected last year. They immediately called the state, notified them, it sounds like, because there are state inspectors there trying to figure it out. It seems like a tragic accident. It doesn't seem like there's probably going to be anything.
Keep going, partner.
I think we lost him, but yes, the documentary Class Action Park is about an infamous, notorious, dangerous park. And that's kind of what they said. If you didn't leave injured or bleeding, you didn't do it right.
She's doing right. I'm Scott. We're going to check the news here real quick. Then we got the NCAA loses big time in the Supreme Court. A decision today regarding out-of-school suspension in the Kansas City, Missouri school district.
Yeah, should we get rid of out-of-school suspension? And if we do, what do you do to those who really misbehave?
We'll get to that in just a moment, right after the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.